Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Steve Hester is on the line from Macon, Georgia. Steve, welcome.
Thank you, Fred. It's great to be here.
Great to have you. Steve, what's your musical background?
I grew up hearing classical music. My mother was a Juilliard graduate in voice and equally gifted in piano. And I'm a music director at a local church here in Macon.
Oh, very nice. So do you play the piano? Do you play the organ?
No, I'm primarily choral and vocal and a conductor.
Are you a singer yourself as well?
Yes, I am.
Very nice. So music is an everyday part of your life then?
Every day.
Well, today, on this particular day, Bruce is going to play his piano puzzler. Then your job is twofold, to try to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. If you happen to get stuck on one or the other, I don't know what's coming either, so we can brainstorm on this together if you like, if need be.
It may need be, so I appreciate the offer.
Well, let's see. Let's see. The piano puzzler is for you. We'll start with you. And Steve, if you're all set.
I'm ready.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Wow. Is Bruce aware that he played too many notes?
So, Steve, what do you think? What do you hear in that piano puzzler?
My first inclination for a composer would be Gershwin.
Well, Gershwin is one of the two composers. That's right. He's one of the two composers. There are always two.
Debussy falls anywhere.
Those are the two composers.
That's okay, good.
In fact, you could say this is almost an equal blend of Gershwin and Debussy.
Wow.
Which is kind of unusual.
It's amazing you say that because I'm going, okay, this is Gershwin. No, it's Debussy. No, it's Gershwin.
Well,
no,
good.
It's Debussy.
Good. But in this case, it is a particular tune which we haven't named yet. And those two composers, and there are some places where they switch back and forth.
Huh.
Well, am I on the right track if I say that the tune is a Debussy tune in the style of Gershwin?
That's the first time you haven't been right. It's a Gershwin tune in the style of Debussy.
We're talking here about the great French Impressionist composer Claude Debussy of late 1800s, early 1900s, and George Gershwin. So, I mean, you named the two right people.
That's right.
So, first of all, well done.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can nail down the tune by George Gershwin.
Yeah,
that's
the only
quoted
thing.
That's here.
That's one thing that we're missing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you got it.
I've got rhythm.
That's right. It's funny when you clear away the other issues how obvious it is. Let me play a little bit more of it because it's funny when you know it, how clear it is.
Okay, so I got rhythm in the style of Claude Debussy.
Yeah.
At the very beginning, the very first thing you do is quote a Debussy piece.
That's right. Which starts here, actually.
And what is that piece?
That's L'Île Joyeuse.
Yes, of
you know it.
It is.
You know it.
L'Île Joyeuse, the Isle of Joy, a wonderful little piece by Claude Debussy.
Yes.
And I'm thinking back how many times I've heard that on a senior recital when I was in college.
Oh, that's
with the piano majors.
Oh, that's hysterical. Okay, so what you've got here is quotes from L'Île Joyeuse, Isle of Joy, of Debussy. I got rhythm, by George Gershwin, mostly harmonies that come from Debussy, but occasionally they're Gershwin because, you know, Gershwin was very, very influenced by Debussy. In fact, when he came back from Paris, having written An American in Paris, he came back with 11 volumes of music of Debussy.
Wow.
Which he couldn't get in the United States. It's Debussy he really wanted to study with. It's just that Debussy was dead.
All right. So this blend of Claude Debussy and George Gershwin with L'Île Joyeuse and I Got Rhythm. Can we hear this, Bruce, one more time?
Sure.
I could clearly hear the I Got Rhythm, the Who Could Ask for Anything More.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how well they fit together. And once you start to think about it, yeah, there's a lot of each's sound in the other in some ways.
They're really very much so.
Well, this has been a fascinating piano puzzler. This combination of Claude Debussy and George Gershwin, in a sense, I Got Rhythm in the style of Claude Debussy, but really much more of a stew of Gershwin and Debussy kind of all stirred together. And Steve, wonderfully done. You got both Claude Debussy and the Gershwin right away. Well done.
Well, thank you very much. It was a lot of fun.
Well, for playing the piano puzzler this week, Steve, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and an autographed copy of the score to that classic puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Wonderful.
Steve, how do you hear piano puzzlers?
I listen to Piano Puzzler on WMUM FM 89.7. They broadcast from the campus of Mercer University.
Is that part of Georgia Public Broadcasting?
Yes, it is.
Aha, part of GPB. Steve Hester from Macon, Georgia, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you. It's been great.
Great to have you. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.